Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, the King of Wakanda himself, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King is talking about a new story that's going to blow everyone's mind. It's something that's been hidden for a few decades, maybe centuries. But there's a certain story that's going on here in New Wakanda and all over the world that needs to be talked about. I, Hank Aaron, will be explaining. We'll let the King explain what's going on in the world, because it is mind-blowing. Now, without further ado, please welcome your host, the head of the table, the King of New Wakanda, the Tribal King himself, the King Steven Sanders. Yo, what's up, everyone? It is your host, King Steven Sanders. And I'd like for you to join the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 Notification Squad. Listen in on to your favorite podcast platforms so you never miss an upload, because I got something very crazy to talk about. But before we get into it, we need to have a moment of silence, because one of my new little sisters named Rose, she's having kind of like a tough week because her childhood dog, Kobe, just passed away last night. So I want everyone around the world to have a moment of silence for my sister's dog. Okay, here we go. So, let's do a little shout out to a bunch of few places. I'm gonna do a shout out for Kroger, hooking me up with the dinner I just made today. Appreciate the King. Yep. Yeah. Also a shout out to my job, Chipotle. Appreciate the big dog. Yeah. Okay, let's get down to business today. So this new story that I am been dying to tell everyone is really mind-blowing. Well, apparently we're dealing with something that's way worse than ungrateful people and also gold diggers. I'm talking about cougars. That's right. Cougars for y'all. A cougar can be an older woman that you may know, either in your neighborhood, at work, job, bus, also, heck, even a school. The reason I'm bringing this up because I just got done reading a report. Well, not a report. A friend of mine from Facebook just sent me a link about a teacher in the U.S. Actually in Indianapolis, that is basically posting herself as a cougar on a porn site. And she's having sex with underage kids. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't know who it is. This is really ridiculous right now. Because women like that need to find man at legal age or someone their own age to be with instead of messing with children. They have no ability to think big picture, okay? This is going out to every single cougar here in Indy and all around the world. I don't care who you are or where y'all come from. You do not have sex with underage boys. Because I have seen cougars who are teachers basically take advantage of underage boys at high school and end up having sex with them, and exchange things for grades, and also even some of them end up getting married when they hit 18. Why the hell they can't learn how to find someone their own age? It's where they belong. Now, this is very crazy today because I hope people haven't I hope people are planning on. Sorry from the way I'm starting. I hope those cougars are planning on paying for those boys' education, putting them up in their own home to live with, making sure they get jobs, etc., before they end up having to establish a relationship with them. So let me tell you something. I thank God every single day that I never have to end up dealing with that. Because here's the thing. It's not right. It's illegal. And it could traumatize a kid for that. Because this ain't the first time that we heard about this. About a cougar who's a teacher having sex with underage boys in Indy before. This is the first time that I found out on a porn site. But you know damn well is always exposing season for the king. Let me just give y'all like a background with what a cougar is. A cougar is an older woman who feels like she's not wanted by the man she's with. Man's either cheating on her with a younger woman or takes all her money. Heck, even leaves her or even dies. So you want to know what she ends up doing? She tries to find that feeling again of love. And she tries to find it in young men. I'm talking like she wants to sink her claws in underage boys. And also, because she knows they had all that stamina. That's right. So, don't they realize they could just go on a dating site? Or date like an old friend of yours? But no, you rather sleep with underage boys just to make yourselves feel good, which is not right. Not right at all, Holmes. So I'm just going to tell you like it is. Y'all need to start getting every single cougar out there who is preying on innocent young boys. When they say, oh, I like it. I don't care if you like it or not. You're underage. That's a grown-ass woman. And in this world, that's considered statutory rape to me. So I'm just gonna tell everyone this. If you guys see a older woman trying to sink her claws into a young man that's in high school, please feel free to step in and also call the police. Cause that type of shit is a definite no-no. And that woman needs to be locked up for good. Look, I know, young boys are basically saying they want a real woman. But being with an older woman is a mistake that's going to come back to haunt you and everyone you know. They're probably preying on them right now. I still don't know where the heck they're operating out of. If I knew, I'd be sending a bunch of police officers to come up to go arrest them for good. So, way I see it, we have to keep our guards up every single day. So, here's what's going to happen. What I'm going to see. Parents have the right to basically to see what's going on in their children's lives when it comes to this type of situation. And kids obviously don't realize that the parents are protecting them because of it. Because allowing underage boys to be around a cougar, someone they thought they can trust, could endanger the young boys' body and also their mind. And they could be anywhere. So, the way I see it right now, I would rather eat fucking dog food than try to be with a goddamn cougar, okay? Because it's not right. A young boy should be focusing on grades, school, and his life. And maybe a woman that he is around his age and also is there for him. And you're there for her too. Not no desperate middle-aged cougar, which I'm sorry, they need to get arrested on this shit. So way I see it, if the police have any sense of fortitude in them little bitty things they call cojones, they need to round up every single cougar and arrest them on the spot. And go on and check their sex crazy dumbasses directly into the Big Dog Hotel. Because here's the thing. There's also something else they need to know their role and shut their mouths. Take a little walk down. Like Heifer Boulevard. Hang that right on Skank Drive. And then proceed to check your no respecting, ain't can't find a man, cougar ass. Because when the cops, I mean, not cops, when the police, not police, when the parents find out about this, I swear they're gonna lube their size 14 boot real good, turn that cook.
cougar some bitch sideways and stick it straight up their cat in the ass. And the cougar gonna be like, oh, he's so young and tender, I need that sex drive. Sex drive? You don't get the right to tell them that, okay? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's called rape, not sex. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. So, wait, I see it. Y'all better, you said these cougars better get themselves together fast. Well, that's all I'm going to say for the day. Join me next time while I'll be doing another episode on this series. Be careful about cougars. Also, stay tuned later this week because I got someone that I trust who wants her input about ungrateful women and also gold diggers on here. Yeah. She has has an earful of stuff to talk about. And we also got to talk about what's going on with Karens. So I'm just going to leave you with this, everyone. Please make sure you guide your children into the right path that they want to be in. And make sure, be cautious of who they are dating or meeting. Because you never know, it could be someone dangerous. That's all I got to say for today. This is King Steven signing out. Peace and Wakanda forever!